though this day of recollection or morning of recollection may be abbreviated, it doesn't mean that it has disappeared. It has not. My voice is disappearing quickly, but our prayers and our commitment to our Blessed Mother have not disappeared. Now, we have spoken already about Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, Our Lady of the Eucharist. And one of the things that's most important, and as legionaries of Mary, we are the Legion of Mary, the army that fights the devil and his minions on this earth that are continuously attacking the church and all her children. After the Eucharist, the most powerful, the most important prayer that we have, that has been acclaimed by saints and popes alike, is the Most Holy Rosary, which we have just prayed with a beautiful Catena Legionis, which is the Magnificat from the Gospel of St. Luke. This canticle that the Church prays every evening at Vespers. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Those are words of the Blessed Mother. She said these in response to St. Elizabeth, her cousin, who acclaimed her for having received the gift of God. And instead of taking credit for herself alone, she gives credit to God where it belongs. And of course, this is most important for us all, because we love to be given accolades and credit and praise and so forth all the time. And that includes as legionaries of Mary. We want to be praised and praised for all the things that we supposedly have done. But nothing that we do is possible without the help, without the inspiration of the Most Holy Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. And of course, in the last several centuries, Our Lady has appeared time and again with the Rosary. The Rosary is a weapon. Popes like Pope Pius XI of happy memory, Venerable Pius XII of happy memory, St. John the 23rd, who said 15 decades of the Rosary every day of happy memory, saints like St. Pius of Pietrelcina, whose blood is on our altar, along with other relics, have said the Rosary is a most important weapon. And of course, it's important and necessary that we use it. In the course of time, there are many things that happen, many things that come to our attention that are needed, that are important, that are emergency, so to speak. Many sorrows that come to us, and all kinds of things. And whenever any of those things come, what are we to do? Take up the Rosary. Sleep with the Rosary under your pillow or in your hands. Never go anywhere without the Rosary. Ladies, in your pocketbooks, men, in your pockets. Now, the Rosary is not a necklace. It's not to be used as jewelry. It is a way of prayer. Many people put it around their necks as if we were some kind of TV star or something like that. They don't believe in anything whatsoever. That's sacrilegious. The Rosary is not a necklace. The Rosary is an instrument of prayer. Highly blessed, highly indulgenced, filled with the power of God and the Holy Spirit who inspired it. Filled with the power that God has given to His Most Holy Mother, Mother of the Church, Mother of the Eucharist. And so whenever there is a need, whenever we have time, the Rosary, that is the most important thing. Whenever there is temptation, the Rosary. Why is so much? Is there so much sin in the world? Because the Rosary is not to be found. It is laying in some drawer somewhere, where somebody gave it to us and we put it there, the rosary. And so today, we as Legionaries of Mary come here to get together to rededicate ourselves to her and through her to Christ our Lord, her Son. And the most important prayer that we can say, and the most powerful prayer that there is after the Holy Eucharist, after the Mass, is the Holy Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.